إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, as you are aware, I am in Oman, in Muscat, for 7 days to do a series of lectures at the invitation of the Diwan. And alhamdulillah, beautiful beginning, beautiful country, beautiful people who stand out from all the other people in the world that I have met purely on the basis of their akhlaq. This is a wonderful, wonderful thing. It's such a joy to be in this country because the people are so warm and so friendly and such beautiful akhlaq that it makes you think and recall the dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, gave to the Omanis. And he said that if you go to Oman, he said, no harm will come to you from any Omani. And I think it is a dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that these people are like this, such wonderful people. The point I want to make is, one of the things that I'm doing here is I've been asked to advise the Dawat who work in the different departments of Dawah and invitation to Islam. And one of the things I'm saying to them, and I want to remind myself and you, is strangely enough, if you look at the seerah of the Sahaba, Ridwan Allahi Alayhim Ajmain, there's not a single one of them who called himself a da'i. There's no record, at least to the best of my knowledge, where any of the Sahaba introduced himself as, I'm a da'i of Islam. But Islam spread the maximum during their time. So how did that happen? There's no record of them calling themselves Dawat. There's no record of them, obviously, they didn't have printing and so on, so obviously they didn't go around distributing pamphlets. But there's no record also of them stopping somebody in the street and saying, talking about Islam and saying, why don't you accept Islam? There's no record of them standing on a street corner and talking about Islam. I mean, they were the people because of whom Islam spread the most. Now, how did they do that? And they did that specifically by being Muslims, And inshallah, may Allah grant this at the expense I don't want to be to exaggerate, but you see some signs of that in the Omanis, wallahi. That people with their akhlaq, they are so impressive, because when you come into contact with them, your heart goes out to them because of how they treat you. Now, in the Sahaba, this is what convinced people that Islam was the right thing to do, because of how they were treated by them, because of what happened to them when they encountered the Sahaba. The da'wah of the Sahaba was their business. The da'wah of the Sahaba, their business was da'wah. Dawah was not business. I mean, if you understand what I'm saying, their businesses, which is, you know, their trading and their shops and whatever else they did, that was Dawat of Islam. They didn't make Dawah into a business, which is one of the greatest evils that there is today in the world of Islam. So the Sahaba lived Islam. People looked at them and they loved what they saw, and so they became Muslims. They didn't become Muslims because somebody was forcing them or arguing with them or whatever, even inviting them, but because they just saw this thing. They saw, what a wonderful lifestyle, what a wonderful person, what a wonderful man, what a wonderful woman. I want to be like this. And that's how people became Muslim. So I remind myself and you, very simple and short, let us focus on what we do, not what we say, because people are not interested in what we say anymore. They want to see what we do. And very important for that, and that's the tough part, because that tough part is difficult to do, because we have to live that, we have to practice that on a day-to-day basis. We have to have sabr and patience, and we have to forgive one another, and we have to have a smile on the face, and we must not be reactive, we must be proactive. We must go out of our way to communicate with people, especially people who are hostile to us. Now, all of these are very difficult things. I know. I mean, it's easy to talk about them. It's very difficult to do them. But that is the fact of life. Unless we do them, we are not going to succeed. And if we do them, inshallah, we will succeed. So I remind myself and you, let's focus on the essentials. And the essentials, number one essential, is our own akhlaq. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك الله.